USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Postmaster General has just been invited to testify before Congress about operational changes that can slow down deliveries as millions of Americans vote by mail this fall. Many consider that option safer because of COVID-19. Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders on NBC's Meet the Press.
What you are witnessing is a president of the United States who is doing everything he can to suppress the vote, make it harder for people to engage in mail-in balloting at a time when people will be putting their lives on the line by having to go out to a polling station and vote.
Trump campaign advisor Jason Miller on ABC's This Week.
Fact of the matter is we've seen universal mail-in voting has been a disaster. And to go try to rush this, everyone remembers the hanging chads in Florida in 2000. Imagine that in 10 or 15 states across the country.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
President Trump's younger brother, Robert, passed away Saturday night at the age of 71. Author David K. Johnston said Robert spent his career working for the family company and had a reputation as the quiet peacemaker.
Well, Donald would be bombastic and antagonize people. When there was a need to make nice, Donald would send Robert to see people and smooth things over.
Some states in the South are seeing coronavirus spikes in their schools. Hundreds of students have been sent home to quarantine after COVID-19 outbreaks. Larger cities are having trouble, too. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot tells CBS's Face the Nation they're keeping the schools online for now.
It's the entire ecosystem of a school. So you've got teachers, you've got principals, and you've got staff. We're looking at Chicago. We have a number of teachers and support staff who are over 60. We know that those are still vulnerable populations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is bringing back a 9/11 remembrance, and USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that the annual September 11th light installation, during which two columns of light are projected into the night sky from Ground Zero as a tribute to the victims of the 2001 terror attacks, is back on. The governor said the state will provide health care personnel and supervision in order to ensure the safety of the large crew required to assemble the tribute in light installation, which features 7,000-watt xenon light bulbs positioned on the roof of a parking garage. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
High school sports will resume in one state despite the COVID-19 outbreak. USA's Kenneth Burns has details.
Florida's High School Athletic Board has voted to begin practices for football and other fall sports later this month, with competition beginning less than 2 weeks thereafter. This is despite advice from medical experts who said games should not resume for at least 6 weeks due to the coronavirus pandemic. The plan could mean that some counties could delay their seasons and forego participation in statewide playoffs. A member of the Florida High School Athletic Association said the plan allows for the most flexibility. Governor Ron DeSantis has been calling for schools to return to normal, including the resumption of sports.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.